Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at
Menards. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3450. We are continuing our series of story breakdowns for Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This is part 9, and we're going to be talking about the Order 66 flashback and the aftermath of that happens with Cal Kestis and his master Jorah T'Pol. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So here we are, episode 3450. It's weird. I look at it and I think to myself, oh, it's halfway to 3500, but I mean, not really. It's more like it's halfway to 7900 episodes. I don't know, but it still feels like a little bitty milestone. So I'm very grateful to have reached it and very grateful that you are joining me for it. So we are talking about Jedi Fallen Order. We have been for the last little while. This is installment 9 in our story breakdown, and we're talking about the Order 66 flashback that happens while Cal is on Dathomir. We find out that young Cal Kestis and his master Jorah T'Pol were on a mission to Braca. Makes perfect sense, I guess, when you think about it. And the mission had just been completed. They were going to be heading to Mygeeto when Order 66 comes down. Now, Cal is in the middle of a training exercise. He's supposed to get from this little room up to the command station position where Master T'Pol is, and he makes it up there. And just as he does, we see the clone commander that's there in the room behind him get the little message from Palpatine, and he starts to raise his blaster. And in the meantime, Jorah T'Pol has kind of a reaction of like a woozy thing. Like, he gets the whole situation with Mace Windu and Anakin falling to the dark side, all that stuff, right? And then senses the clone commander raising his blaster, lightsaber on, wham, like stabs him, that's it. Young Cal Kestis is, of course, shocked by this turn of events, wants to know what happened, why did the guy just turn his blaster on Master T'Pol, and Jorah says, yeah, no time to explain, we gotta get out of here, we have to get to the escape pods, like, you use maintenance tunnels, I'll create a distraction. And so the mission proceeds, so it's a playable situation where you have to go through various things, you know, force push and pull to get through these maintenance halls and whatnot. You hear clone comms where they say that Master T'Pol has taken out multiple squads over the course of this mission, so he is some serious player as far as the Jedi go. Then there's a moment where young Cal is kind of exposed and a couple of stormtroopers show up, and you remember the scene in A New Hope when Luke and Leia arrive at that precipitous drop, but Luke has kind of blasted the bridge controls and there are stormtroopers shooting from across the other side, right? Well, it's a similar kind of idea. There are stormtroopers shooting from a random location and they shoot at Cal. They get close enough to him where he falls and his lightsaber drops into the abyss. Thankfully, Jorah T'Pol shows up on that other platform and kills the clone troopers. And Jorah's like, your lightsaber, like, you know, we'll talk about this later, brr, like, keep going. So they get to the escape pods, but unfortunately, at that point, they are overwhelmed by clones. Master T'Pol gets shot multiple times, and they are barely able to escape, thanks to Cal, who in his, you know, rage and frustration and fear and all that stuff, just gives a huge, like, force, like, sends a wave of force energy at these clones. It's a slow situation. So, you know, the whole thing about being able to hit somebody with a force slowing thing, kind of similar to what Kylo Ren does to Poe Dameron at the beginning of The Force Awakens, like that freezing thing, and he does it to Rey also, but it's only a slowing thing for Cal. Anyway, he's able to get him and himself and Master T'Pol onto the escape pod, and they launch away. Then, with his dying words, Master T'Pol tells Cal to trust only in the Force and gives him his lightsaber. So now Cal is carrying Master T'Pol's lightsaber. He also tells him, just prior to that, that he set the reactors to overload on the ship, so it's going to cover their escape, basically. So the escape pod lands on Bracca, and Cal has been stranded on Bracca for 5 years by the time we meet him at the beginning of Jedi Fallen Order. So that's where the backstory situation happens. Now, the other part of the story that happens on Dathomir has to do with what the Night Sisters do. And again, Seer tried to warn Cal that this was a possibility, and he was like, yeah, no problem, I got it. But Masters of Illusion and Deception and Manipulation and whatnot, so Cal has a situation where he encounters Master T'Pol, or at least thinks he encounters Master T'Pol, and Master T'Pol has some terrible things to say about Cal, that he's weak, that his weakness is what caused Master T'Pol to die. Basically, all these terrible thoughts that young Cal had for himself when he had that incredibly traumatic experience, and like the flashback ends with him just huddled in the escape pod and the exploding clone ship. I can't even remember what you would call those, the Venator cruisers, right? Like the explosion is shaking the escape pod and he's just curled up in a ball screaming. It's really dramatic and terrifying in its way. So then, getting back to the illusion, what ultimately happens is that Cal stabs the illusion version of Master T'Pol, and Master T'Pol is like, yeah, that's right, my blood is on your hands, apprentice, and you're, you know, weakling and a failure and a traitor and you're no Jedi. And they get into this like grip match over the lightsaber, and Cal has a very Star Wars-y no moment, and that breaks the illusion. But what was real about it was that the lightsaber is damaged to the point where it can no longer be used. It's at that point that Cal leaves the Sage's tomb, and the Wanderer, aka Terran Malakus, is out there going, see, I told you it was bad in there. And then Baron shows up, and drama with her and Terran and the Night Sister zombies, and Cal having no lightsaber to help defend himself, having to beat feet to the Mantis. Then has a conversation with Seer on the Mantis. He's just utterly and completely shaken up. She says, you know, we're gonna get you to build a new lightsaber. That's how you start to come back from this whole experience. And she also gives us another piece of her backstory, the fact that when the Imperials brought Trilla in to her while she was being tortured, and it's when Seer saw that Trilla had been turned to the dark side, that something just utterly broke in Seer, and that she tapped into the dark side, and that she killed everybody in the room, with the exception of Trilla, of course. And that's the reason that she had cut herself off from the Force, because of her dipping into the dark side in this particular situation. So, yeah, hopefully her journey will include her finally reconnecting with the Force as well. But for now, they are going to go on a mission to Ilum to get another kyber crystal and rebuild a lightsaber, give Cal his own lightsaber, and start on the path to healing for himself. And that's where we're going to leave things with this episode of the podcast. If you like this podcast, if you enjoy it, the best thing you could honestly do would be to spread the word. If you could tell one fan, two fans, however many friends who like Star Wars and like podcasts that you are enjoying this particular podcast, I would greatly appreciate that. Please share and share alike. And it just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.